Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Tuesday. That means it's Idea Lab time. Monk mode. What is it, and is this the next big thing we should be looking at? That's what we're going to dig into today. If you're on my newsletter, you already know about monk mode. And if you're not, you need to get on it right now. Go to MrGaryFox.com. Join my free email newsletter. It goes out every single Sunday. Go to MrGaryFox.com and subscribe before we kick into monk mode and see what it's all about. Quick thank you to my partners. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Luchterstown Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer. Okay, monk mode. I've heard about this before, but it was reiterated again to me by Rob Lipsett in Marbella when we sat down to do our chat. You see, I had to mention Marbella and get that in there. Monk mode. He's talked about this quite a bit. He's posted about this quite a lot as well over the last couple of years. It's something that's starting to gain traction among CEOs, entrepreneurs, fitness people especially. And essentially what it is that you block out all distractions and focus entirely on a goal or on a series of goals for a set period of time, and you follow a strict routine. It varies from person to person what it is, but we're going to run down through it today and see, is this something you should be looking at? So on the newsletter on Sunday, I talked about how next Sunday, this Sunday coming, is the start of the final quarter of 2023. So a lot of people actually start to wind down. Like, so we still have over 90 days, so I think we've 95 days left from today. For the rest of the year. Like, that's a huge amount of the year. When you consider, you know, the working year, I think it's around 300 days. So you still have like a 30-year year left to get a lot done working days. So what could you do in those, call it 90 days? A lot of things could be done in the next kind of 90 days. A lot of people start to shut down and go, oh, you know, when January rolls around, I'll start all that then. No, that's foolish behavior, because we know when January comes, New Year's resolutions and all don't last. But by imagine starting the process now, imagine how far ahead you could be of everyone else if you started now. So monk mode, let's dig into it and see what it is. It's starting to get really, really popular over the last kind of couple of years. And if you just go and search monk mode now, you'll see a lot of publications are starting to write articles about it. That's a huge sign that it's kind of already jumping into the mainstream. The likes of The Guardian, The World Economic Forum, Inc. magazine, all the kind of mainstream publications are popping articles about it now. It went viral on TikTok last year, and that's kind of why it really got really popular. Not sure exactly why. The people think it might actually be because of Jay Shetty wrote his book, think like a monk back in 2020, and it kind of has evolved as an idea since then. But essentially, it's just shutting off distractions, shutting off all the noise, especially in the world today. Like, we're surrounded by noise. We talk about this in the pod a lot. You're surrounded by noise, especially your phone. It's popping off every couple of minutes with distractions. So by using monk mode, you can actually just isolate down and just focus on a couple of key things. It sounds simple, and it is, but it's not easy. Like all the great things, we're always looking for like the magic bullet, right? We're always looking for like, oh, you know, this new morning routine, or this new app, or this new coach, or whatever it is. We're always looking externally to see, right, what could it be? When in essence, it's always the simplest things that work the best. All entrepreneurs I've talked to, almost to a person, their big thing is focus. They're able to get obsessive about their business and just keep going and going and going. Because when you have choice of everything, you just get paralyzed by the amount of choice you have. So for the next quarter, I want you to think about drilling down, getting rid of all the non-essentials, getting rid of all the things that aren't actually moving the needle forward or aren't actually serving you. So what I've done is I've done the usual thing about body, business, and brain. That is really how I'm living my life now. I live it through those three core areas of how do I improve and maintain my brain, how do I maintain and improve my body, and how do I maintain and improve my business. So for my brain, my monk mode brain plan, I've done two things for each one. I'm going to dig into it more. So on Thursday, I have my accountability session coming up with James. We do a half day every quarter, whereby we meet up, have a sauna, a swim, gym session, and then get into reviewing our previous quarter and then planning the next quarter. This is essential. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to have accountability, and you have to have someone external to your business and external to what you're doing who aren't too close to it, but who know you enough to be able to give you guidance and see patterns and see repetitive behaviors that you probably aren't aware of yourself. People who can kind of hold you to account and also give a little bit of guidance. So I do that every quarter with James. It's coming up this Thursday, so I've already started to map out a lot of what Q4 is going to look like. I've talked about this a lot. This is something, accountability is essential to me, and it's essential to how I live my life. I've talked about this a lot, but the high level points are we've done 1, 3, 5, and 10 year plans, and then we're working backwards. Each quarter has specific goals that tie into the long-term plans. Look, plans change, but you got to have a destination. If you're throwing something into Google Maps, you're not just throwing in a vague area. You're throwing in a specific destination. Now, if you're doing a massive road trip, you might veer off here and there as exciting things come into your mind. It's the same with business and the same with life. You have to have an overarching goal as to where you're heading. And then you can always deviate off. But if you don't have specific goals, you're really just spinning your wheels. So we have specific goals. So my monk mode brain plan for Q4 is reduce phone screen time. I think that's a huge part of my goals every single quarter. And it was actually something Rob said as well. He puts his phone on wind down / do not disturb mode after 6. I don't think I knew this existed until Rob mentioned it, or maybe I had willfully ignored it. So scrolling in the evening is a massive waste of time for me. I get into this habit of going on Instagram, checking DMs, looking at funny videos, going on to TikTok, looking at funny videos, sending funny videos to people, seeing the ones they sent me back. It's just a massive waste of time in the evenings, especially when you should be winding down and shutting your brain down. So for me, installing that wind down, do not disturb mode after 6. That's a big thing. I should also mention, I'm going to split my days into quarters. That's going to be my experiment for Q4. I always split my years into quarters, obviously. I think most people do, but I've never split my days into quarters. And what that looks like is 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's fitness and family. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's deep work. That's the big main thing that I need to get done. So Ryan Holiday has this phrase, and I think about it all the time. You got to keep the main thing the main thing. So for him, he sits down at his desk every morning and writes. He's churned out, I think, 10 bestsellers, and I think at least 6 of them have been New York Times bestsellers over the last, I think it's 12 years. The man is a machine. And how he does that, he makes no secret of this, how he does that is just a ferocious work ethic. He does it every single day. I was listening to an interview with him last month, and the person asked him, you know, your book is going to the New York Times bestseller list today. You know, you're debuting your new book on it. How does it feel? He's like, yeah, it feels good, but, you know, I'm doing the main thing. I'm here in my office writing. And like, when you think about it, like most people will be out celebrating or they're getting real distracted. He does not allow distraction to enter his mind. He does the main thing every day. I've been doing this for a little while now, just, you know, it sounds obvious, you know, making the main thing the main thing. But when you tick off the biggest task in the morning, you've kind of already won the day. So for me, fitness is a huge goal. So that is one of the main tasks. I want to tick that off before 10 a.m. every day. And then the next main task gets done between 10 and 2. Again, it depends what job you have, right? If you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I can't do that. I'm not saying this applies to everybody. I'm saying this is just a way of thinking about your day. You have to have some structure. Otherwise, you're just spinning your wheels, especially if you're hybrid or working from home or you travel a lot. You have to have some structure to your day. Otherwise, you're just in this endless cycle of kind of boom and bust. You know, you have a good day and then you have a bad day, you have a good day and a bad day. That's happened to me for a long time, but it's only when I started to put structure in that I find it really, really helps. So reducing screen time, that's a big one. Sorry, to finish my quarterly day. So from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., that's fitness and family. That's getting up in the morning, having a coffee, feeding my daughter, going to the gym, coming back, dropping her to crash, and then getting to work. So I've built in some commuting time for the days that I am in Dublin. I've built in some commuting time into those 4 hours. But more often than not, I work from the home studio where I'm working right now. So 10 to 2, that's deep work. So for me, deep work is working on the podcast. That is recording episodes like this. That is doing the content. So a lot of the pods obviously have a lot of work behind them in terms of research or in terms of just moving things along, like putting a content plan in place, dealing with sponsors, dealing with advertisers, dealing with editors, things like that. So that's deep work for me. And then 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., this is a hard and fast rule I'm installing, is that all calls or meetings or admin work is done in that time. I find I'm sharpest from 6 a.m. until about 2 p.m. So if anything really requires creative juice, I want to get it done between those hours. And then I know between 2 and 6, I'm absolutely fine. I'm perfect to engage with people. I'm absolutely happy to do admin meetings. I'm still sharp. But for me, my motivation and my drive and hunger is highest between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. So I work to myself. Again, this isn't for everybody. Some people are night owls. Maybe from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. is your time for deep work. These aren't hard and fast rules. I think that's a mistake a lot of us make, is that we see, like, you know, what's the perfect morning routine? And we just apply someone else's morning routine. And I have done this myself as well. This is a mistake I've fallen into. So we see a morning routine online, and like on YouTube, you see like, I tried Andrew Huberman's morning routine for 3 months and this happened. I tried so-and-so's morning routine and this happened. You gotta adjust it to yourself. You gotta adjust it to how you are, where you are, what your life looks like, what your family situation is. You got to adjust it to that. So for me, 6 to 10 works to work out. 10 to 2 works for deep work. 2 to 6 works for calls and meetings. And people respect you more if you have boundaries. If you have boundaries in place, whereas before I was like doing calls at 11, and then 2, and then 6, and then this and that and the other. I was really too flexible. Whereas people respect your boundaries. If you say, yeah, I can have a call with you anytime between 2 and 6 on these days. That's a huge one. So 2 to 6 is meetings, calls and admin, and then 6 to 10 is family and wind down time. That's the structure I'm starting for October. Let's see how that goes. I've done it for the last couple of days. It's bedding in. It makes a lot of sense. I did a little bit of experimentation with it while I was away in Spain, and it worked really well for me. The second part of my brain plan for Monk Mode is have a set waking time at 6 a.m. Research is emerging that having a set wake time is a huge component to how rested you are and to how well you sleep. So your body needs to have routines. Your body needs to know what's happening. So especially for the winter, I find the dark really does affect me in a negative way if I let it. So I find by taking control of my days, I feel better mentally as the day goes on. I find if I get up early, get front load my day, that I have all the key things done by 2 p.m., whatever happens after that happens, but you've taken control. I find my motivation, my drive and desire dips significantly after 2 p.m., especially when it starts to get dark around 4 p.m. I think you really have to front load your day for the winter. We live in Ireland. It is what it is. You got to work with the tools you're given. So have a set wake time. So my set wake time is going to be 6 a.m. And then that also means you have better sleep time in terms of you're going to go to bed a little bit earlier. So for my body, my monk mode body plan is, my fitness has been going really well. Since January, since Willow was born in December, I've been militant about my fitness because having her has sharpened my mind as to what I want to achieve. I want to live as long as I can and as healthy as I can. So having her has really focused my mind. So my fitness has never been better in terms of my schedule and in terms of how much I'm sticking to a plan. So for me, it's just about keeping that going. It's about maintenance. It's not about ripping up the plan and starting again. I think a lot of us make that mistake whereby just as something is starting to work, we just rip it all up and change it again because we need, you know, we need to feel excited again and we need to feel stimulated about what we're doing. I'm not saying you can't do that, but I'm also saying you shouldn't keep chopping and changing what you're doing. Keep the main thing the main thing. So for fitness for you is strength goals. Keep going to the gym. Keep doing your reps. So for me, my body plan is to front load my day. I've talked about this already, so I won't labor this point. Front load my day. What that means is that my gym and my exercise is done by 10 a.m. every single day. No excuses. No missed days. Get on. Get it done by 10 a.m. Have a clear goal. It's easy to lose focus when the summer ends. My goal for Q4 is to hit 5 sessions a week, every week until December 31st. So by having a very clear numerical target, it becomes yes or no. It becomes binary. Did you hit your 5 sessions this week? Yes, I did. No, I did not. No, I did not. Why not? And that's really good to have very clear goals, especially when you're looking to really achieve a lot. Like without, it's a cliche, but what gets measured gets managed. It's 100% true. If you're not tracking against a very specific goal, you kind of get a bit wishy-washy. You kind of go, I kind of did. There's no kind of about it. You either did or you didn't. So for business, my monk mode business plan is to batch my days into quarters. Already talked about this. This is to avoid task hopping. This is to avoid distraction. If you're a fan of the pod, you know my big goal for 2023 has been working on my focus. That's really starting to pay dividends now. It's not an immediate thing. Working on your focus and working on your discipline is not something that has come easy to me to change and to sharpen that blade, but starting to pay dividends now, and I'm starting to understand what really does help me drop into deep focus. So I've talked about this already on the pod previously, but having set times of work, so doing 45 minute chunks really does help focus the mind. Have a single task and work on it for 45 minutes. Don't have 20 tabs open on your Chrome. Don't have your phone beside you. Don't be hopping between 3 or 4 different tasks. I still get guilty of it sometimes because it feels good to be busy, in inverted commas, but having a single point of focus for 45 minutes is like a superpower. My second point of my business plan for monk mode is to remove blockages. I've had a load of issues that I haven't dealt with previously, an investment property that needs to get sold, the tiny homes that I built, I need to sell them as well, I need to wrap up a couple issues around my Airbnb business, and they're all just taking up mental capacity. They're already just draining a couple of energy credits. We talk about energy credits a lot in the podcast. You know, you get like a set amount of energy credits per day. Let's call them 10. So if you 2 to 3 of your energy credits just getting drained away by having stupid things at the back of your mind. You know those things that wake you up at night? Those things that stop you dropping off. You're just lying there thinking about things and you're like, I wonder why I can't sleep. Even if they're not at the front of your mind, they're at the back of your mind. So for me, monk mode is to remove those blockages by the end of the year and go into Q1 next year, having a clear slate, having less things occupying my mental space. And that is monk mode. So to recap it again, what monk mode is that you remove distractions. So you focus down on either one goal or a number of goals. So how I like to do it, as you know, is have a body goal, a business goal, and a brain goal. You can have multiple in each section, but have very specific goals and then just shut everything out. Cut down going out for as much. Cut down, you know, wasting time. Focus down on one or two specific things for the quarter and follow a very strict routine and have very clear binary goals as to what you're going to achieve in a set period of time. And if you do that, start that now this week. you're going to rock into Q1 2024 like a new person. You can make a huge, huge, monumental life shift in 90 days. There you go. Think about that. Think about that gift. Think about that as a gift you can give yourself for Christmas, right? When you're like, oh, what would I like this year? Just give it to yourself. Give yourself that gift of having a brand new, fresh perspective and have already got that momentum in place. Don't fall into the trap of, oh, you know, when January rolls around, I'm gonna turn over a new leaf. If you've already turned 6 of the chapters in that book, you're going to be a long way towards getting to where you want to be next year. That is the Idea Lab on Monk Mode. Hope you enjoyed it. It's something I think is going to get more and more popular in the manic, busy world we live in the distracted world of hybrid working. I think Monk Mode is going to become something that you're going to hear a lot more about. That is my prediction for this quarter. By next year and the year after, you're going to hear a huge amount about Monk Mode and modes of work like that, where people seek either they seek retreats. You see this happening a lot now, like, you know, non-tech retreats, you know, things that are just people want to get away from the distractions of day-to-day connected life. We're connected so much by our phones. So Monk Mode is like a little mini retreat you can give yourself for the rest of the year. That's the Idea Lab for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Final call to action. Don't forget to go to MrGaryFox.com. Sign up for the email newsletter. It's my way of reaching you directly. So podcasts are a very one-way medium. The email is great because I encourage people always just to hit reply. Tell me what's been good in the email, what's been they can improve, what their thoughts are, if they're going to introduce Monk Mode, what they're going to do. And I really enjoy, I get maybe 10 to 20 emails a week back from people about what they're working on and things like that. So it's a cool way of having a connection with you guys. That's it. That's the Idea Lab for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. On Thursday, I have an incredible podcast, one I've been looking forward to release for over a month now. It's with Charlie from Bounce Insights. It's a really, really cool pod. He's an incredible entrepreneur. I think it's going to be one that's going to be hugely popular. I'll see you on Thursday for a brand new pod. Have an incredible week and set your Monk Mode targets now. See ya.